replay. To commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It's 7:05 right here on January the 27th. Today is my sister's birthday, and we're going
to
give her a call and send her flowers and all that. But flowers may be too late at this point. But
well, and they get frozen on the way. I mean, after all, she's in Chattanooga.
Yeah, in fact, they're under snow right now. Jeez. And of course, we're joined by Bad Bob, and then in the chat room. Yeah, good morning, Indie guy. So, Bad Bob, what's going on this morning?
Not a whole lot. I was enjoying the half moon coming in and beautiful, you know, kind of somewhat overcast skies. A little more chilly this morning, so the top is definitely up on the Jeep. But all in all, good dried in.
Well, you know, I understand that, you know, people that don't know Bad Bob, he doesn't get upset about too many things. But yesterday afternoon after I showed him this article, he was quite upset. And it turns out that in Lapland that the natives there, or the inhabitants there, have found out that because due to climate change, they found a way to handle that in the reindeer herds, and they're upping the numbers of reindeer that they are castrating because it helps them handle the climate change much better. It helps them put on weight. It helps them forage better. And when I forwarded this on to Bad Bob, he had a stricken look on his face, saying that climate change is not affecting him and he does not care. But speaking of things that we do care about, she's sitting right here.
Well, good morning. It's going to be a beautiful day, as Bob said, and we're going to start you off with letting you know that it's 39 degrees right now. Tonight, we're going to have a mostly clear low of 40, and today, 68 and sunny. It's going to be a great day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. In fact, John, Chef Stadelli will be on at 8 o'clock today. We're going to be talking about menu and what's happening out at the ranch at Seven Hills Land and Anselmo Vineyards and
political.
And then John
too.
Weighs in on other things too.
He's a multifaceted guy.
Good comrade. Singer Jimmy Buffett is doing well after we announced yesterday that he fell from stage. It was in Sydney, Australia. He's been released from a Sydney hospital after falling off the stage and of a concert. Video surfaced on the internet shortly after the event, showing Buffett walking near the edge of the stage before falling several feet to the ground. He was knocked unconscious for about 10 to 15 minutes. Buffett's manager then took the stage and urged fans to leave the auditorium. So he was taken to Sydney St. Vincent Hospital, but he's doing well. So that's something good. Now, on this day in history, you might want to know that in 1870, the Kappa Alpha Theta was the first woman's Greek letter society, or sorority, was founded at a university, the now DePauw University in Greencastle, Indiana. That was in 1870. In 1910, Thomas Crapper.
Yes, the flush toilet.
Yes.
The inventor of the flush
toilet.
What
would we do without the Thomas Crapper?
Well, I tell you what, it would keep our plumbers, the ones we use, they would be out of business because they continually were being out there for 300 feet of some kind of reaming hose there that's following. He says, hey, we got to find out how far this goes to the street. This could be 8,000 feet.
This goes down past a couple lots.
I think it stops in Bernie.
It said the inventor and developer of the flush toilet mechanism that died on this day, actually in 1910. Another one that you might want to... Stop it, Bob. 1968, love this group. The Bee Gees played their first American concert as a group. They earned $50,000. Played at the Anaheim Convention Center in California. This is identical to what the Beatles were paid the Hollywood Bowl a few years earlier. 1968, love it. Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay was released 7 weeks after the singer's death. It became number one on March 16th, 1968, and remained at the top spot for a month. And there you go. So,
okay, we're going to take a break here. And yes, Sungold, spring has come to the has come. And yes, all the plants are blooming in our yard too. We're waiting for that big frost. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:13 in the morning. On January the 27th, and Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming at kcnr1460.com.
That's great.
You know, hey, state lawmakers of Utah are debating whether to designate a semi-automatic pistol as the official gun of Utah, despite some protests from people who believe it's inappropriate this time. The bill is to make the Browning Model 1911 the handgun of choice.
Yeah, baby.
The official gun, and it breezed through a committee hearing this week. And they're going to have a vote on it. And they said the state should have the gun as one of its state symbols to honor John Browning, a Utah native, who invented it in 1911. And by the way, that 1911 that has stood our service so well in our country, it's its 100th year anniversary. So, and you know, and when you, and people say is when they look at a silhouette of a pistol, the 45 is one that's always identified. The Browning 1911 is widely used by the military, police officers, private citizens, and of course, there are some people from gun control groups who think this is not a good idea. But as they pointed out, the gun did not shoot that lady, did not shoot those people down in Tucson. A man that has seriously deranged did that. Okay, let's move on to Obama. Let's talk about what he said the other day. By the way, our deficit has risen to $1.5 trillion. All right, you got that? $1.5 trillion. And guess what? The GOP and the Democrats agree cuts are needed. You think? Not these half-hearted cuts. But let's get into it. And when you start talking about close the borders, let's try that. But here are some of the things that Obama said the other day that you might say that may not be exactly the truth. That Obama said tackling the deficit means further reducing health care costs, including programs like Medicare and Medicaid, which are the biggest single contributor to our long-term deficit. Health insurance reform will slow these rising costs. And the idea is that, you know, that's what he said. The facts are is that Obama's health care law saves money to the government is based on specious assumptions. They say that it may slightly reduce red ink over 10 years, but the office's analysis assumes that steep cuts in Medicare spending as called for in the law will actually take place. There's nothing to say that's going to happen. He vowed to veto any bill sent to him that include earmarks, pet spending provisions pushed by individual lawmakers. First of all, last year he said it was okay. And House Speaker has promised that no bill with earmarks will be even sent to Obama in the first place. Yet Reid says that's kind of dead on, you know, it's dead on arrival there. They're going to continue to send special funding bills to the president. He says, I'm going to look at other ideas to bring down costs, including one that the Republicans suggested last year, medical malpractice reform to rein in frivolous lawsuits. Yeah, well, he said that before, and it never happened. And as long as trial lawyers are major political donors to Democratic candidates, and they are strongly opposed to caps on jury awards, I don't think that's going to happen. Within 25 years, our goal is to give 80% of Americans access to high-speed rail, which could allow you to go places in half the time it takes to travel by car. For some trips, it will be faster than flying without the pat-down. First of all, the pat-down will occur because as soon as an incident happens, they're going to throw all that same, you know, the same security on you. And while high-speed rail has been most successful for trips between cities 200 to 500 miles apart, planes are still more efficient for long distances, and cars more efficient for short distances. Plus the factor of the cost of doing this, where is that money going to come from? I mean, there's so many things that were said in his speech that sounded, oh, yeah, that sounds good. That gives us, you know, that puts us back to work. But as Linda said today, is that one of the green technology is moving to China. They're moving over to China to have the stuff built. Well, how is that helping us in this country? Now, moving closer into the state, it appears that many of the state citizens here approve tax increases. They would support tax increases. A majority of the California voters agree with Governor Brown on how to close the state's $25.4 billion budget over the next year and a half. including his plan to hold a special election to extend temporary sales, vehicle, and income taxes. Okay, here, my question is this, is they did this. They put these taxes on. They raised these fees 5 years ago to help pay off the deficit, to raise more money so we could balance the budget. And yet we're in worse shape now than we were then. What is the guarantee? What is the guarantee that this will be done this time? And after 3 years, if the budget's balanced, will these go away? And for 5 years, they've had this money. They've had this extra money to balance the budget, and it's gotten worse. Why would you trust this? And it's the same legislature and a completely Democrat-led government, state government. Why would you trust this? Where is the guarantees that as it's paid off, these fees and these taxes would lessen or go away? Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:23 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellites. Doug Tooley is putting in Dish Satellite and is doing a great job. A local guy, veteran, will guarantee his work. His phone number is 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite. And his new location is 1345 Liberty Street, right here in downtown Reading.
I have a couple announcements, one of which, now that the Marriott is starting to phase out porn in its new hotels, Hotel Check-In checked in with Omni Hotels to see what's being porn-free as meant to the Dallas-based luxury hotel chain. Omni's ownership, led by Texas billionaire Robert Rowling in 1999, decided to eliminate all adult entertainment offerings from Omni's in-room TV systems back in the days when, of course, adult entertainment was still a bigger moneymaker. So they said it was a moral decision and nothing to do with changing in-room entertainment platforms or declining movie rentals. There is an uptick of number of travelers who carry their own entertainment. So the primary factors that drove Marriott's decision was purely, in fact, just a moral decision. So they're saying now that today's Omni's 1,067-room Atlanta hotel handles major conventions for large ministries such as Graham and T.D. Jakes Ministries. The meeting
that
probably, rooms...
That might have had something to do with it.
Well, yeah, I mean...
If you get a lot of business from, conventions or meetings that has a religious or a church overtone, having porn on their... on the TVs could make a decision. They said, "Look, you know what? We don't appreciate this, and we do a lot of business here."
Well, they're just it's interesting that that's on the news today. Also, want to make a congratulatory happy birthday to a woman in Reading by the name of Marion Paul. She and her 73-year-old son took a helicopter flight over Reading through Air Shasta, and she is 103. And I love the fact that she's game. We want to be game when we're 103. Yeah, take me up. Let me see.
I bet you she's seen
a lot of changes in writing through the years.
I bet she has. Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. And,
morning.
Morning. Carl, I think you're confusing the issue with sex there.
confusing what?
I can't believe that... Californians want higher taxes. I think they're just pulling a certain group of people to get that they want.
Well, they're statistics. How do they ask the question? How about this? If they asked the question, would you support higher taxes to take care of illegal aliens? I bet the answer would probably be no. But it's if they say, hey, would you support keeping this tax that you're already paying? To save our education system, people are going to go, maybe, I'm not sure, but probably those kind of things. But let's take a good look at this because they've had these for 5 years and it's just gotten worse. What are the promises? What are the stopgaps written in legislation that says, okay, if we continue to take your money at this rate, this is what you're going to get from it. this is exactly what you're going to get. And nobody can fool around with it. Nobody's going to take this money and go, oh, wait a minute, let's go over and help. Let's go help these black-footed ferrets. You know? Let's not just do that. So.
They haven't got the message. You gotta cut spending. I don't mean Social Security or Medicare. I mean, we're paying too much for illegal aliens and the entitlements that they deserve. Fed up with that.
The entitlements, the whole package at the national and state level is incredible, and nobody wants to address the fact there are, you know, that we're spending billions and billions and billions of dollars a year on people that shouldn't be here. We've got departments and commissions that are duplicate each other several times over. Nobody's looked at it. Nobody's looked at laws that are incredibly stupid and cost people money. You know, and then here's the other thing. They don't go after the people that owe them money. You know, the state of California is owed billions by people, and yet they don't go after them. And property taxes or business taxes. I mean, what are they doing? I mean, that right there, you know, $4 or $5 billion. Even if they only got a third of it, would help pay for this. Instead, they want to cut $12 million out of the veterans, veterans funding. You know, of all people, you know, that you ought to take a real close look at before you start cutting that funding, including programs that welcome home our warriors that are coming home from Afghanistan and Iraq. You ought to take a look at those first before you start, you know, you ought to take a look at saving those instead of cutting them.
You just make it too much sense here.
Okay, I'll stop. Okay, well, our guests are coming on soon. I'll be okay. I'm just, you know, this whole thing just irritates me. Thanks a lot for calling, Bob. This whole thing just irritates me in the sense of you've had these. You've had them for 5 years. What have you done? Oh, you've made it worse. Well, you know what? Fix it. Put it in the law. Tell us how you're going to fix it, and then put a sunset on it. Says, oh, by the way, when we reach this part, you're going to be spending less for vehicle licensing fees because we've got enough money now to pay these, or your income tax will go down because we're paid this off, just like you would your house, just like you would a business, just like we do this business. You know, but no. It's called green crack. Once they get it, they snort it up their noses. They roll in it. They take their cars we give them, the gas we give them, and they drive around. And, well, of course, now that's not bad, you know, if they use it for state work. But if you're just taking this and just continuously spending, it's wrong. At what point are we going to have enough? Obviously not in this last election. How much time we have here, Bob?
You were running out.
All right. I've been told that before.
Coming up, we've got Valerie Ing Miller from Jefferson Public Radio and Cascade. We're going to have tickets to give away. We're going to talk about what's happening in the blues realm this weekend. Carla Linnabod here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
She's going to be a son of a gun. She's going to be a son of a gun.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's 7:35 in the morning, January the 27th. This portion of the show brought to you by Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress, and we're going to talk about their breakfast specials. This is the place to go for breakfast for $3.99 a plate full. And I'm talking about not a little bitty plate. I'm talking a plate full of ham and eggs, includes hash browns and eggs, $4.99 chicken fried steak and eggs. And for only $5.99, New York steak and eggs. I'm telling you, these are great prices. During this time, our economic downturn, what a great place to go to eat. Clean, the people are friendly in there, and they give great value for your food. That's Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress.
Okay, if you were just listening to the music that was coming in on that break, I don't know, Bob, is it hard to play that again, just quickly? That's Karen Lovely. Let's go ahead. Saturday night, Cascade Theater. And with us, the gal who's so responsible for bringing in some great acts into the North State. Valerie Ing Miller. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, thank you. I went in yesterday to visit you while you were on the air, or getting ready to go on the air. We were talking about these upcoming acts, and you've got Karen Lovely, who just laid it down to the ground last year at the Market Fest. And thank God she's going to be in the Cascade, which is a whole other feel.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be totally different. But, I brought her in last year to Market Fest so that people could sort of get a feeling for Karen Lovely, and so that we could really get a couple of great performances from this up-and-coming star before she wins her first Grammy. She is starting to take off all over the nation, all over the world, actually. I was looking at all of her placement on the blues charts the other day. And she is, she's been a mainstay in the Rogue Valley for a long time. That's where she's from. Lucky us, because it's close to home, because she is winning blues festivals and awards all over the nation now and is quickly going places. So we're really lucky to have her.
And you have a couple other acts, and mm-hmm. it's this Saturday night, the 29th. Mm-hmm. It's a blues jam.
I didn't want to call it the blues jam.
Okay.
I wanted to call it, and Carl will like this, I wanted to call it the blues summit.
Oh, I like that.
Kind of a meeting of minds, everybody getting together over the blues. But anyway.
I like it better, too, the blues summit.
Jam is just a name. Jam is just something you put on your toast in the morning. It's an amazing show featuring three different bands. It's the State of Jefferson Blues Jam, so all three acts actually hail from within what we call the State of Jefferson. We're starting off with the Blues Rollers, and that is a local homegrown band featuring a bunch of guys you probably know. They're amazing. They've been playing all over the place, actually, lately. But there are, I don't know how many guys are in this band, 5, 6, maybe 7. Daryl Campbell, who is one of our own blues DJs, and he gets around a lot with his saxophone. He's going to play with them. And they will start off the show in the evening. And they played at Market Fest, too. So if you remember the blues band from Market Fest last year, that was the Blues Rollers. They're going to be here. And then Earl Thomas, who hails from Humboldt County.
Wow.
And he is a nationally, internationally touring superstar. I mean, he's huge in Europe and plays huge halls in Europe. But he chooses to make his home in Humboldt County. He's from Tennessee originally. He was best known as a songwriter. He actually wrote a hit song for, I think it was for Etta James. It was Etta James.
What a set of pipes.
And he also wrote, do you know the song, that song that Tom Jones had a hit with recently, Get Me Some?
I love Tom Jones.
Earl wrote that song.
Oh, cool.
As well. And so he's really established as a songwriter, but he has some pipes. This guy has the best soul blues voice. I'm just astounded by it.
Maybe we can have Bob put that in as an outro. Here's the,
oh, Bob.
Here's the CD.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob Alonji is great. Hey, but guess what? Before we go into some other upcoming acts, it's this Saturday night, and I've been telling you that Valerie's brought tickets in to give away for today on the air. She actually brought, these are fifth row tickets for Saturday night blues. They're calling it a jam, but it's
the blues
summit.
Jam. Yeah, the blues summit.
With three incredible acts beginning. I think the evening starts at 7.
7:30, Blues Rollers, and then Earl Thomas will play, and then Karen Lovely will top off the evening. She's an amazing high energy. People, yesterday I took a hike with about 25 people up to the top of a mountain. And the
witness
whole way
the married
up,
marriage.
I officiated a wedding.
Yeah.
On the way up and the way down, all people wanted to ask me was about Karen Lovely coming to town.
Really?
Because they had seen her in Oregon. They'd seen her at blues festivals, heard her music. She's on the XM chart. She's been awarded, she's been nominated for three BMAs. That's a Blues Music Award. That's a big one. She was on the Roots Music Top 50 Blues Chart for 22 consecutive weeks. Went to number one on the XM blues charts, XM radio blues charts. So,
well, I heard her. I heard the screams and the yells because people were like, girlfriend, lay it down. So, we are going to be taking your calls after this break. We've got tickets to give away, not only for Saturday night State of Jefferson's Blues Jam, which you don't want to miss. These are killer tickets. We are talking about a couple other events. Valerie's here to be generous and sprinkling some free tickets away in the North State. We'll be right back after these messages. Tonight at the Cascade Theater. It is this guy, Earl Thomas, State of Jefferson Blues Jam.
Now, we're going to be there.
With the Blues City Rollers, or is it Blue City?
No. I'm Blues Rollers.
The Blues
no
Rollers.
City.
Okay,
no
Blues
City
Rollers and Karen Lovely. I'm sorry, guys, if you're listening.
Okay, now, we saw a movie the other night, and I started to have to force Linda to watch this until the first 5 minutes of the movie, and it was called Crossroads.
Uh-huh.
And it's the story of the blind dog Fulton, mm-hmm. who had sold his soul to the devil, and he
it's
was heading back home.
A common theme in blues music for some reason.
Well, Robert Johnson. It was a legend that he had sold his soul to the devil to be able to play as well as he did. Anyway, this movie from like 1986 starred, Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
From the Karate Kid.
And I know that's why Linda was like, I'm not going to watch that.
But no, I really enjoyed it.
It was,
Stevie Vai. And boy, is he a guitar guy.
He and Ry Cooter did all the music for it. Yeah. And I tell you, this was an outstanding movie. And you can find it, my friends, on probably at Blockbuster, but I know you can find it on Netflix because that's where we played it.
Well, it was really good, and it was great to lead into the blues, the State of Jefferson Blues Jam.
Get you in the mood.
That's happening Saturday night. So the first caller that calls 605-4567, you're going to get these tickets, complimentary, from Val and the gang at the Cascade Theater. They bring in such wonderful talent. You want to take a date or your buddies or however you want to do it, you got two wonderful tickets.
You know, one of the great things about this show, too, is that it's one of the more affordable shows. And that was really intentional when I put this show together, is that, you know, we have a lot of shows where the ticket prices are over $30, $40. Sometimes, like Bonnie Raitt and Bill Cosby, they're over $60 because that's what the artists charge.
Right.
We're a nonprofit organization, and our ticket price is based on what the performers are charging us to get them into the hall. So we were able to put together a show where we got three regional very talented acts to kind of make a special deal so that people could get tickets for less than $20 to the show.
And we have a winner here.
No good.
Is that what that is there, Bad Bob? We got a okay.
Ron,
you won the tickets there.
We'll have your name at the door right here. I mean, name with the tickets here. At 1326 Market Street. That's where we are at the station.
And for the rest of you, you're just going to have to either call the box office at 243-8877, or you can go online to cascadetheater.org and get tickets there. There might be some available at the door, but it's always good so that you can to get them in advance so that you know where you're going to sit.
Well, you need to do that. You know, and it always helps. Now, the other thing too about that movie Crossroads, and I'll say the truth here, I always do, is I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to go or not, you know, because it's, anyway, because, you know, it's Saturday night and it's crowds and all that, and I just, you know, I'm surrounded by people. Yeah, I'm surrounded by people all the time. Anyway, but after watching that movie, I went, we're going. I mean, I'm going to be there.
Well, I think there's something that's infectious. And, you know, Carl, you lived around Memphis, and Memphis, the home of the blues. I mean,
that's where Earl's from, is Tennessee.
There you go. You walk up and down the street of Memphis, and on every corner there's some, you know,
somebody trying to rob you.
And I had a great time writing a song called Shoeshine Man that was basically about one of those guys, you know, the blues guys. Okay, now, we should probably take a break. When we come back, we've got more tickets to give away. And just want to let you know, we're talking all things music. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Mike's Music on Cypress Avenue. Head into Mike's, and if you want to learn an instrument, buy an instrument, they'll do you a wonderful deal with a great package. Rehearsal rooms in the back, plus a recording studio.
Do you think they could do blues there? I'm pretty sure they can do just about anything. I bet they can do blues.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR 1460. Welcome back to KCNR. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. We are This is Carl and Linda Bott this morning. We're here with
Karen Lovely.
Go ahead.
Carl. 41 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor for cigars in the state. Espresso Joe's with coffee. It's only 41 degrees today. It's going to be getting a little chilly later on. There's a good place to get your coffee. Great people. They love this community, and they support this community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Yeah, and that was Karen Lovely. That when we came in the break, we just gave tickets away. Congratulations, Ron. Come by the station. We're here with Valerie Ing Miller, who, of course, is with JPR and books a lot of people that come in through the Cascade that are great, great talents.
Great effort by you.
Thank you, Valerie, for all that you do for our community.
I'm just. Thanks. It's a big, huge team effort. We're very fortunate. You know, you only see me. I'm just on the Reading surface of JPR, but we've got a whole crew of people that are working behind the scenes up in Ashland, and, of course, everybody at the Cascade Theater that works so hard to make these shows happen. It takes a lot of people.
A lot of effort.
It takes a community.
Well, a lot of people want to see, in our chat room especially, want to see the State of Jefferson happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, why do you think we named ourselves Jefferson Public Radio? We embraced that a long time ago. In fact, you can find out a lot about the history of the State of Jefferson by going to our website. Go to ijpr.org, and you can. There's a link on there. You can click right on the front page that says History of the State of Jefferson.
North and South Dakota,
really
South and North Carolina.
It. Yeah.
Virginia, right. West Virginia. What's wrong with Northern and Southern California?
Norso or whatever you want to
call
it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we have some more shows that are coming up that you've got tickets there. So
I do.
Listen up, folks.
Okay, so here's what we've got. Okay, now, of course, Saturday, State of Jefferson Blues Jam, an awesome show. But Sunday, it's the San Francisco Opera in HD. It's a film, an actual movie on the big screen in HD of Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, which has the best crazy scene in all of opera, the best mad scene when this woman goes crazy and it's about a desperate woman, a very desperate woman who's forced to marry someone she doesn't love, and it drives her crazy. It could happen. It could happen to any of us.
It could happen.
Natalie Dessay, who is one of the most amazing coloratura sopranos ever, is in this. So she's a worldwide superstar, and she's starring in it. And so you can see it for $20 on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. The audience for these operas that we've been having has been growing and growing. We had 250 people for the first one, 400 for the last one, and probably even more for this one. People are really getting into
that. Love opera.
They love opera. And it's a Sunday afternoon experience.
Oh, what time does it start on Sunday?
I'm pretty sure it's 2 o'clock.
Oh, so that's nice. You can go
after
do your
church.
You know, your church, your grocery shopping.
You can go to church at the Cascade Theater and then stay for the
that's
opera.
Right.
Well, that's cool.
We've got tickets. We've got a pair of tickets to give away to Lucia di Lammermoor.
We're going
to
give away two tickets.
For the opera,
right now,
which is in HD on Sunday at the Cascade.
You can ride your Harley up to it.
Why not?
Up here. And
two
tickets were given away to the opera. It's on Sunday afternoon.
When else do you get
HD.
To see opera in leather? Come on.
Or just opera, period. And as far as the best crazy woman scene, you obviously have not seen what happened when the plumbing backed up in my house. I'm telling you, this was Oscar nominated. In fact,
605-4567.
In fact, five other nominees stepped away.
605-4567. Call here. It's the hotline in the station. Valerie again, and the Cascade is graciously JPR given two tickets for the opera on Sunday. You do want to call 605-4567. Someone just called and obviously got disconnected.
Bob picked the wrong
and obviously, if you're driving, we want you to pull over. I know a lot of people are on
call
your
back.
Way to work, but
call back.
Yes,
we
you
also
call
have
back.
Another
unless of course you're a policeman, then you can just drive around or a truck driver with
we
your phone.
We also have another set of tickets that we're giving away that we want to encourage you. Of course, we love the Cascade and the shows that you bring to us in the North State. So
thank you.
What else do we have besides that fabulous opera on Sunday?
We're mixing it up, we've got a number of sold out shows coming up also in the near future. So I'm sorry that I don't have tickets for Bonnie Raitt or Bill Cosby. Because those shows are totally sold out. They're coming up in February. But also coming up in February, just next weekend, actually, the weekend after this one, is a Broadway musical, Forever Plaid. And it's a great, awesome show with songs that you'll totally recognize because it's about a boy doo-wop band from the 50s that goes to heaven after a tragic accident but gets to play one last show in the afterlife.
Wow.
And I know it's
a huge hit. It's been out for maybe 10 years or
more
so?
More than that.
They've got a regular cast that stay. You know, it'd be like, you know, the touring group of Greece, and then the Vegas stationary group of Greece, and then the revival of Broadway. So Forever Plaid has been tried and true for a long time.
Yeah, 20 years.
We've given away the opera tickets.
We've given away the opera tickets.
So, Jay, congratulations. You win the opera tickets. And now, Forever Plaid, let's do a little bit more, and then we're going to give tickets away for Forever Plaid.
Yeah, the tickets to this show are $28, which isn't bad for a traveling Broadway show, but you can win a pair of tickets right now to Forever Plaid if you call in.
605-4567.
Forever. I've seen this. This is a good show.
Yeah. Forever Plaid. You might have seen it maybe in San Francisco or L.A. and the National Touring Group, or in it's been a mainstay in Las Vegas now at one of the major hotel casinos.
And when's this going to be?
This is coming up February 5th, so not this weekend, but the following weekend. And for those of you, again, who want to see any of these shows, the Blues Jam, Lucia de Lammermoor, the opera, or Forever Plaid, and you didn't win tickets today, you can easily go online and get tickets from our website, www.cascadetheater.org, or you can call the box office at 243-8877.
Okay, so we're going to give two tickets away to Forever Plaid, 605-4567.
And I
give us a call. And
tonight on my show, On the Spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m., I am going to have a few tickets to give away of one of these shows that we discussed today on the air. So you want to tune in tonight, and you'll be able to also win tickets for ones that have already been, won, I suppose. But we still have that Forever Plaid show, which is next Saturday. So give us a call here, 605-4567. Valerie, closing thoughts. We have a minute.
I am so happy that Restrepo, which we all worked so hard together to bring to the Cascade Theater, was, as I predicted, nominated for Best Documentary for an Academy Award earlier this week.
We filled up the Cascade Theater. I tell you what, it was such a huge event for here in our city.
We in the North State do appreciate that, and it was very educational, and they took questions and answers afterwards, and it was just really wonderful. And people I've never seen before that showed up. I don't know where they came from. A lot of different accents.
It was an amazing event.
Okay, take a break. And when we come back after news, John Sedelli is our guest. We're going to be talking Super Bowl. We're going to be talking politics. What could be better? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:05 on January the 27th, 2011. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. You can also join in the chat room, as many of you have. And good morning to Sungold and Gator and Indy and all those other people on there.
Okay, you guys. Are you ready? We're going to have a great next hour. By the way, the weather today, high 68, low, currently 41. Tonight's going to be a low of around 40 degrees with a mostly clear evening. Tomorrow, we have a great weekend ahead of us. Saturday is going to be partly cloudy, but tomorrow's sunny. Perfect time to take a drive to Anselmo Vineyards.
Great place.
Weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, by the way. And we have a lot of stuff in store for us. We've got a music series that's going to be announced soon. We have Candice Lavolsi playing on February 13th with a five-course meal. And, of course, we talk about the beautiful scenery, but the food is outstandingly spectacular. And who makes the food, who creates the food, is Chef John Stadelli.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And you brought along your sous chef here. And with that, you see, now you're from a foreign country, and your name is Puppy, right?
Of course.
Is it Pepe?
Pepe.
Okay. You know, what we've done is, you know, we have on our show a variety of different guests that bring in their viewpoints. And it's not just on, you know, like it could be banking, it could be economic development, it could be a politician. So you expect some politics from them. But we also have, you know, we have people from different lines of businesses. And we've introduce, you know, Chef John, who has been a listener of ours since the very first show.
Guaranteed.
Back on August 4th, 2007, on a Saturday morning at 7 in the morning, which I didn't know if anybody would ever listen, but we've had people that have followed us this whole way. And one of the things we do is, you know, so we want to bring in the chef's point of view, too, on a regular basis.
And we do have points of view.
And you do have points of view, yes. Okay, so, John, tell us a little bit about yourself for people that are, you know, that don't know who you are.
I am born in Reading, 1963. My family all lived here, four generations of that. I had a great-grandfather who had a restaurant here in Reading on California Street called the Il Trovatore. My grandfather was the head of the water district here in Reading and built all the pipes below us. My other grandfather on my dad's side had Reading Wholesale Meats and other businesses here in town. So, you know, I grew up here during the summer times for the most part with my grandparents. I went through the school system in San Diego County and did a lot of chef work in Arizona and Hawaii.
Okay, and I think you have a shout-out for somebody today.
I do have a shout-out. I'd like to say good morning to my dad, Harry Stadelli, who's listening this morning in Hamul, California, and my mother, Lynn Stadelli, and her husband, Bob James, who are listening probably in Fallbrook, California. Good morning, guys.
Well, hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're glad to have
your
son.
Glad you're listening.
Yeah, we're happy to have your son on. He's a good friend of ours, too. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, you've got some ideas for different types of food, but also we've got a lot of changes going on up at the winery.
Very exciting.
And it's one of the premier dining spots we have up here in Shasta County, and there are a lot of changes going on. So we want to talk about that, but we also want to talk about the chef's view of the economy.
And a puppy update.
And a puppy update. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 8:11 in the morning, January the 27th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's B&T Satellite, that's Dish Satellite. Their new location is at 1345 Liberty Street, and Doug Tooley guarantees his work. He's a local guy, he's a veteran. You call him at 244-1988, he brings out a crew of local guys to put in your Dish Satellite, and he does great work. We use him at our home. We trust his work. We trust his work ethic and his people. That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite. If you're looking for TV and you're looking to change up from a nationwide corporation that really doesn't really care about who you are or about anything except that bill every month, then you need to talk to Doug Tooley at 244-1988 and get that local touch. Our guest, John Stadelli, and, you know, just in the, we don't plan our commercials in the
and
sense
puppy.
Of when they play. And so we hit in Somo Vineyards. So John's the chef out there, and he brought his sous chef, Pepe, with him, who's
Pepe.
Been with a Pepe. It, you know, it's like a Poupon, but Pepe. Anyway, John, in Somo's has been open for how long now, the restaurant?
We started last year in August. With a project, you know, it was something that kind of came off the hoof. We came together through the graces of God, really, that the two of us actually had the same type of ideas. Mr. Insomo had the perfect venue to do something like this, and, you know, it was necessary, you know, and we both since then have constantly been led on the same path, and one thing leads to another, everything always up there. And he's been very kind to provide us with a phenomenal work environment. And certainly our guests to come and enjoy beauty. I mean, his motto is beauty is easy to share, you know, and he certainly has that there.
That's true. And, in fact, you know, just to kind of one of the people in our chat room says, what are you serving on the 13th? She has reservations.
let me defer to Chef McKay. We've got a beautiful steak, Danielle. We have we're going to start with a kind of a prefix menu where we start out with a fresh gnocchi. We'll have a Tuscan salad. We'll have a Meyer lemon and peach sorbet. And then there'll be choices of entrees anywhere from the steak Danielle to rack of lamb, lobster tail. And it's all inclusive. You get a bottle of 2006 Merlot on top of that. It's a wonderful deal. And I think we're going at $120 per couple. And it's all inclusive. It's an outstanding deal. And certainly just to be on the ranches is a very relaxing day. We're a dining atmosphere. We don't turn tables, you know,
once
because
you
we need
there.
Them.
That's spectacular in itself. I think that is one of the many things that makes you unique, is that you can sit and enjoy because the view is phenomenal. Anyway, I heard that there were four more tables left for the 12 o'clock seating. 4 o'clock sold out. So we need, and if you want to get on a waiting list, call 474-5546. Now that you've heard the menu, I wasn't quite sure, but I heard it was 5-course with the bottle of wine. So,
Yeah. Boom,
that goes fast.
We're
going to
end up with a nice creme brulee for two, and we also have a beautiful white chocolate strawberry Napoleon that will top off the end of your afternoon.
Bob, don't drool on the board. You know, okay, I'm trying to replace the board. Stop drooling on it.
Okay. Well, somebody who might not be able to make the 13th, which is, of course, Candice Lavolsi, and it's the special 5-course, you are serving dinner on Friday and Saturday nights?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
all right.
We're open Friday and Saturday nights with equal enthusiasm and beautiful menus.
Great.
Now, there's going to be some changes up there, too.
Yeah, I've got some excellent changes going on right now. I'd like to introduce up there, too, Nate Helley, who is our dining room ambassador of Aloha, I like to call him. He's a fantastic guy. He's there to ensure proper service and an excellent environment. I'd also like to introduce up there Kim Wells, who is a up-and-coming budding pastry chef who will, in her own right, make herself famous. She's done some great work with us already. It's in the testing stages, but we're doing some awesome things up there just to enhance a few of the things that we do already. We've got a couple of new little kitchens we're putting in. We put in a beautiful buffet line up there with a huge, I think it's 50-by-90 tent that Debbie has put in, and the weddings will be spectacular, second to none. I've got a phenomenal menu. And the best part about it is kind of a one-stop shop thing. You don't have to really think too hard about this. I know when you're planning weddings, there's a lot going on. We'd like to be able to ease that type of pain and make it easier for you to do it. And Soma Vineyards is a beautiful place to get married. We just had a wedding up there for 15, 20 people in the snow. It was fabulous.
Well, you know, we got married, I guess, what, 3 years ago, and we didn't realize how big weddings are around here because Don Schulman, who has Bridal Talk on our as a regular Sunday show on our station, had his bridal show. And they turned away 300 cars. I talked to him yesterday. Turned away cars that couldn't even park down there at the seniors home or not home, but the senior center. They were parking. They took up all the parking lot there. The Elks. They went parked across the road. They went across the Diesel Horse Bridge, and were parking. And you know, they had. We saw a line of 100.
Well, that just
ladies
goes,
out there waiting to
it,
get in.
It just goes to show you how important it is when you are spending hard-earned money in these days that if you're going to have a wedding and sometimes you think you're going to be at 20 and you start to make your list and you realize how your circles touch and family. You can't leave out family. And then the next thing you know, your wedding has grown. And so where can you go? You want it to make a special day and you want it to be a memory for a lifetime. And, I think that Anselmo's is a great destination for your weddings. I'm so excited that you guys are starting to really make this everything, like you said, a one-stop shop.
You know, I think we certainly learned to walk before we ran on this whole project. And one of the reasons that we did this with weddings is because people were asking to come up and get married there anyway. We had people flying in on helicopters, you know, with Air Shasta to come up and propose. We've had multiple proposals on the patio. A lot of people just ask, hey, can we get married in front of the waterfall? We realized that we needed to kind of provide that service for people. And with the expertise that we have in all facets up there, it's going to work beautifully for us. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Chef John Stadelli and Sous Chef Pepe. And we're talking about changes up in Anselmo service, bringing in a pizza oven and all that. You know, the thing about the service was we were always, and I think the vast majority of people thought the service was just outstanding. But we went up there this Sunday, we rode up there, and with Nate there, it's brought it up to a higher level, and I'm like, oh, you know, and just the way they do things.
You know, it's a presence.
That was a great fill.
Oh, sure. It's a presence, you know, and he was exactly the person that we were looking for, you know, and it's nice when that happens to you. And I think, again, the graces of God have blessed us with things like these people who are going to be a part of a fantastic opportunity at a young age to where they grow with it. And that's kind of the MO. I mean, Michael, my young sous chef sitting right here, is a clear example of passion, you know, and somebody who focuses on the important few, puts his head down, keeps his butt up, and he moves.
Okay.
He learns every day, and he's fantastic. I wouldn't trade him for the world.
Great. Okay, got to take a break here. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. 1460. The home of free KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
We're talking music.
Yeah, January the 27th, 8:22 in the morning. 605-4567. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And shout out to Sheriff John... Sheriff. Chef John...
Sheriff.
He is a new sheriff.
It's a chef. Chef John Stadelli's parents who are listening. So met you know, your father. Nice man. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. One of our favorite places. Great walk-in. Humidor has every type of tobacco accessory that you could possibly want. And then, of course, Espresso Joe's with homemade coffee. They do anything they can do to make that coffee special for you at great prices. They have all types of deluxe coffee beans for sale. And any type of equipment you can possibly imagine to make coffee. And then they'll show you how to use it. That's Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley do a whole lot to support our community, especially the veterans from here in the North State.
Well, our guest, of course, again, is Chef. Chef Sheriff. No. John. Yes, of course. John Stadelli and his sous chef, Poupe, as we call him, Michael / Puppy. At the break, we were discussing something, and the mics come on, and we're just like, that's how it is. We're just so excited about the news that we're hearing about all the good things that are happening, the success story, encouraging people to come out, because once they get to out to Ensamos, which is about 9 miles out of Shingletown towards Reading, people are just, oh my gosh, they, for some reason, they think it's too far of a drive. Some do, and they get out there and realize that it's a slice of heaven that they wish they had discovered earlier. We were discussing also at the break, which we can bring now into live, is Super Bowl and luaus and ideas. What do you do when you are cooking for the masses?
Mass cooking, that's certainly a Hawaiian luau. My wife and I were very fortunate to live on the island of Maui and Kauai mostly for about 10 years, and we certainly enjoyed that. But learning to cook for masses, that's all they do. The Hawaiians don't eat till they're full. They eat till they're tired. and that usually, and that consumes most of the day. But you know, Hawaiian luaus are really actually easy to do. We knock them out quite a bit, my wife and I, and she's better at it than I am. She was paying attention more than I was. But you know, you can take whole pork butts and simulate the emu, which is the pig in the ground. You can simulate that. You can buy banana leaves and tea leaves right at our friendly neighborhood Food Max. The produce department over there has always been very kind in getting me the tea leaves in a little advance notice, but they always carry the banana leaves as well.
They have the big banana leaves,
yeah,
over there?
Yeah, they do.
Is that right?
They do. They do.
Which is how you wrap up the...
Sure.
Well, you're going to tell us that.
Yeah, no, it's very simple. You're going to use the bone-in pork butts, and you want to rub them down with a good coarse sea salt. You can purchase that at Cash & Carry. They have a good Trade Winds brand coarse sea salt. You don't want to grind it, and then just use the coarse salt. And then because you're not actually putting this in the ground, you're not going to get that smoky flavor, so you can use, it's a no-no, but you can use the Wright's liquid smoke and just rub it all over the pork butt. But you want to line the pan heavily with the banana leaves and the tea leaves if you can get them, and then just wrap them up really good inside that pan. Add a little bit of water to the pan, maybe an inch or so. Cover that pan in heavy-duty plastic and then heavy-duty foil and put it in your oven. You can do that the night before. And put it at a low temperature, about 250, 225 degrees, and go to bed.
Could you also use a slow cooker?
Yes, you can.
Well, there you go. Wow.
Yeah, as long as it's sealed, as long as the pan's sealed, it's not let any air out whatsoever, and it's cooking extremely slow. The next morning when you're done, your house, you will smell it. But, I mean, you accompany that with some good sticky pearl rice. In Hawaii, we usually eat our potato macaroni salad mixed together. It's usually got a little shredded peas and carrots in it, and a hint of sugar, actually. You can do...
I want to try that.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, you can sub out some of this stuff to your friends, too, and say, hey, I want you to bring the potato mac salt. I want you to bring this XXX. Mm-hmm. But they're very famous for, at least on Maui, Azeka ribs, which are awesome. If you go down to R&R Meats and talk to Charlie down there, he'll cut you some beautiful half-inch kosher-cut ribs. You want to do those, and then your sauce is really simple. You want to take a couple cups of white sugar and a cup of brown sugar. You want to smash up some whole ginger. Just smash it, skin and all. Drop that in the pot. You want to smash up a whole bunch of garlic cloves and drop skin and all. Drop it right in the pot with the sugar. You're going to add probably a half a gallon of low-sodium soy sauce. You're going to brew that. The sugar will actually caramelize and cook everything, and it's going to brew to the top. Do not let it run over the pot onto your stovetop. You'll clean for a week.
that right there, Michael.
You want to be watching that. And then once that's done, you just want to cool it down, strain it off, cool it down, and you want to soak your ribs in that. Put it on the barbecue. It's phenomenal. You can actually add a touch of sesame oil and a little green onion to marinate the ribs overnight in. It's fantastic.
So you soak the ribs in the sauce before you cook them.
Actually, exactly. You want to soak the ribs. Once you've made the sauce, let it cool. Then soak your ribs in it, you know, a good 4 hours, if not overnight.
Pork ribs, beef ribs.
You can do both. The kosher cut beef ribs are the best on that. That's a classic Azekah rib from Maui.
Okay, I'm all over that one. Did you get that?
I did. But
okay, let's do that for Super Bowl.
Here's the best thing about archiving. We can go back.
Right.
We can go back and we can listen to this because right now everybody here is sitting here drooling on their computers.
I'll try and catch up with my buddy over at Daydreams on our website and get maybe a recipe posted for some.
Oh, that sounds great. Yep. I know Carl's a really big rib freak.
And don't forget, if you do, you want to pick up some salmon this week, and you want to crust it in salt and a little water brine and let it soak in your refrigerator. Lots of salt. You're cooking the salmon. You're macerating it in salt and curing it. And if you do that, you only need about a pound or two. Go a long way. And you're going to chop up fresh onions, tomatoes, green onions. You're going to chop up that salmon as well, very fine. You're going to mix it all together, and you serve that with your sticky rice, your kalua pig, your ribs, and your potato macaroni salad. And you now are transported to Nawili Willi Bay on Kauai.
So anything you want to drink with, that's fine.
It doesn't matter at that point.
What's the salmon?
Whatever.
What's that called? What's the name of that dish?
Lomi Lomi salmon.
Lomi Lomi salmon. Okay.
Yeah. We have some beautiful salmon. We've got some gorgeous salmon.
You're not getting out of here.
You want to salt it in the refrigerator for a week. Yeah. Just let it cook in the refrigerator.
So you take the encrusted crushed salt,
yes,
which is the stuff that you said that
you're basically covering. You're covering that fish in the salt.
It's going to actually cook it.
Yeah, and the dish Lomi Lomi salmon is actually a salty little dish, but you put a little bit of that with the rice, which is very neutral, and your kalua pig with the smoky flavor, and then your potato mac salad. You can do chicken long rice. That's a whole other recipe, but the list goes on and on.
How about poke?
Ahi poke, yeah, you can get it.
Let's talk a little bit about that after we come back. We've got 30 seconds. And, you know, what we're doing is we're talking about a recipe. If you want to have it for Super Bowl weekend, you could probably feed as many people
as you want. And Puppy, we're going to weigh in on you when we get back.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, okay. Our guest, Chef John Stadelli. Long-time listener, a friend, but he's also the head guy up there at Anselmo's in the restaurant. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to KCNR 1460 on your dial. You're just tuning in. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. It's currently 39 degrees on the 27th of January. What happened? Blink, boom. Now it's February going to be coming. 34 in the morning. It's going to be high today with a beautiful sunny day. The temperature is going to reach up to 68 today and low tonight of around 40. Fabulous day to be out and take your walk. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. And we say that when it comes to the weather, and it's absolutely true. And it's perfect for us to have our guest in today with what's happening in 2011.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, located on Athens Avenue, is a man's last stronghold. Go down there and get your hair cut. It's a place where you go in there, you're not going to get that hairstyle, you know, that gel you got on your hair there, poupée, and you're not going to see it. The only thing they have down there is that wax you used to be able to get 50 years ago.
Fruit comb.
There you go. You walk in there, you sit down, they give great haircuts, great prices, and they give discounts to veterans. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Great place to visit, and it is man's last stronghold. Our guest, Chef John Stadelli, and his sous chef, Michael, called Poupée. Mike, how long have you worked there?
About a year and 4 months.
Now, when you started, you were, what, 16?
16.
16. And you had to make a promise when you started to work there, right?
Yeah.
And what was that?
Just serve a year under John and learn everything I could.
And so it's been a little bit over that now, right?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we're about ready to celebrate his birthday on the 31st. You're going to be a man.
You're going to be 18?
18.
That's great. Well, I know that you stay with John and his family on the weekends, at least you used to.
We've lost him since.
Oh, have you lost
him?
Yeah,
he has a girlfriend now.
Well, you know, that probably just, you know, there goes your chef abilities right there. You got to, you know, can't leave your game in the locker room. You gotta
well,
right
I've
there.
Watched Michael, and I can say that if it comes to having to, whatever you've got to do in order to, you are such a team player. I've seen you sweep. I've seen you chop. I've seen you serve. Hard-working young man, and that just makes my heart feel so good that you're such an example of how we would like to be able to train our youth.
You know, if when you come up as a guest, I encourage everybody to step by the window of the kitchen. It's right there. You can't miss it by the little waterfall in the courtyard. It's the greatest silent movie you'll ever see, watching these kids work through the window.
And they are young. They are young.
They work hard, you know, and they're very concentrated at what they do. They're in there keeping the kitchen clean, and they're serving, you know, the food from the heart. They're doing it. It's not just something we talk about. And I sit and watch it on. My wife will look through the window and just think, wow, look how far those guys have come. Look what you've done with these kids. And I really didn't. They did it on their own out of passion, of wanting to do it.
Great. Okay, now, you had one, during the break, you had one last recipe here you were talking about. Was it for ribs or did I miss that?
Oh, no, there's just an old...
oh, no, pokey. Pokey,
the
that's
pokey
what
recipe. Yeah, pokey. You
I learned to love that in Hawaii when I was stationed there.
Awesome dish. A few of the ingredients are... true pokey, is some of it is hard to get, but you can kind of fiddle around with it. You want to get a nice piece of ahi tuna loin for sure. And don't let the red fool you. Some of the lighter colored tuna is a lot better anyway. It's got a little bit of a fat content to it, closer to the toro or the belly meat is outstanding for pokey. All you're going to do is cut those raw pieces up into, you know, little quarter-inch chunks, little bite-sized chunks. That's why they call it poke, because you kind of poke a stick in and grab them. You want to toss that with some soy sauce, a little bit of sesame oil. I mean, a touch. I don't like very much in mine. Some diced green onion, diced white onion, and a little chopped tomato. And then you want to use a little red chili pepper flake. It's always nice. And the Hawaiians put also a little ground kukui nut. You can get it online. A lot of Hawaiian shops will sell it. And then they also add what they call limokohu, which is the seaweed gathered locally on the local rocks there in Hawaii. And it makes a phenomenal flavor. But if you can't get the limokohu and the kukui nuts, just do the other.
Yeah, because that was something that my neighbors, they would serve that. You know, when she'd make it, she'd bring some over to me. And because it was just outstanding.
One of the excellent dishes that we placed first place in the seafood competitions every once in a while in Hawaii when we get involved with TS restaurants was a poke roll. So you can take that rice paper that you see in the Thai restaurants. You can buy that at cash and carry also, but you can soak it in water and roll that poke up in those rice papers and fry it on your flat griddle at home or in a fry pan real quick on the outside, hot, 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 because you want the poke still raw in the center.
Like we said, thank God we have archives, because I know we're all going to want to go back and revisit some of these wonderful recipes that you're sharing with us. Can we talk about what we have a wine release party happening up at In Samos on March 10th?
Yeah, I didn't actually look at the date, but we have one very close around the corner for the 2009s that are coming out. We're real excited about that. More information I'm sure Debbie will have for us as it gets a little bit closer.
Okay, and so Puppy, what would you say in the last year, many of our listeners are thinking, wow, you know, I wish my kid could, you know, what would you say is the number one thing that you've learned? If you had to pick one thing that you've learned being up at Anselmo.
It would have to be the meat, learning how to cut it, just all the different kinds. Broil, I mean, that's got to be the biggest.
So just carving the meat the right way?
He's become quite the butcher. I mean, he takes serious care about that. We're a cattle ranch, and Mike understands that, you know, and so when we cut this meat, he takes great care, and he's actually gotten quite fast at it, not quite as quick as the master.
And you use the beef from the ranch.
Yeah, a lot of it we do. We can't supply everything. Everything else that I do get on the ranch is subbed out and picked specifically by us spec-wise. We know right where it's coming from and exactly how it's supposed to be for consistency purposes.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Some great recipes up for Super Bowl time. And, I mean, if you want to feed 5 or you can feed 100 with the same recipe. Join us after these messages. 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:43 in the morning, January the 27th. It's going to be a great day today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks. You're talking about choosing a pick and pair lunch. That's right, available Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can get a soup and salad combo, a soup and sandwich combo, each for $6.99, or a salad and sandwich combo for just $7.99. That's Lumberjacks at 501 East Cypress, right downtown here in River City of Reading. Our guest, John Stadelli, and his assistant, Michael. And we've known Michael since, you know, since you started there, I guess, since we started coming there. And you've aged to be 18 here pretty soon, right?
Yep, that's right.
Well, and just so you know, and, you know, butchering is not an easy thing to learn. So, now, John, I know we've been talking about food and you know, how to cook it and things are going on in Anselmo's, but there's other things going on here in the world, too, that affect us. I mean, and they're talking about $5 gallons of gas this summer. And I was just thinking about that huge impact it's going to have on food and, you know, the food prices.
It all boils down. It just does. And it always it stops and ends at the consumer. You know, it just does.
You know, they talk about, well, let's just keep the taxes, you know, the same, et cetera, et cetera. But, it's a regressive tax. Any type of gasoline is a regressive tax, on people, because the people that can afford it the least are the ones that end up paying it. And then if you have if this gas goes up to that much, and if you remember a couple of years ago, it was up to like $4.30,
It got close.
So if it gets close to $5, then what happens then? Who gets hurt the most?
In a deeper recession than we were.
Right. And, unployment, the unemployment numbers went up again.
454,000.
That's right. They went 40,000 from last week.
Which they did not expect.
And yet you see the Dow has gone up over 12,000, and you've got the President of the United States saying that he wants to make these tax cuts and he wants to freeze spending, but he only wants to freeze spending on 25%. My concern is, yes, we need to cut. We need to freeze spending. We need to cut. And we need to take a look at, at where this money is going. I mean, and now they're even looking at the chance of, of our own state is going to continue taxes, but with no promise that it's going to help.
Under the guise of an education tax. And that's where it came out this morning. You know, there's an old saying, what's right is what's left if you've done everything else wrong. And they refuse to consider dropping taxes and let the entrepreneurial spirit of this country. And he spoke of that. That's the one thing he won't do. And it's a shame because, the things that we've invented, the greatness of this company has all come from the private sector. Some of them were great men that gave it to the world. Some of them charged for it. But they created it. Not any type of federal government system ever created anything.
Well, the thing is, we talk about a business, and let's just use it as a business. Is your business up there in the restaurant? The restaurant business is a tough business to be in.
Extremely
tough. And I think it has probably the highest failure rates of almost any business that starts.
We're going through and starting a new year, and the lesson learneth of my chefs is how to make money with what we do. We hadn't done that for the first year. We're training cooking, cuisine, and purity of how it's done. Now it's time to buckle down and say, hey, how do we work with this, and how do we make more with this? How do we, retain certain things and turn certain products into something? There's a lot to it, and at the end of the day, it's probably the most important part because your passion has to go along with making it work money-wise as well.
We're listening to Chef John Stadelli. Many of you in the chat room are asking about the upcoming food at food is just a four-letter word, but it's really an experience up at Anselmo Vineyards with our sous chef Michael. And the music series, for those of you who are going online right now, AnselmoVineyards.com. If you go to AnselmoVineyards.com, you're going to see Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company. And click on that, and Anselmo's is underneath that, because it's not just a restaurant and winery. It's actually a full-fledged working ranch. And we needed to inform people because they also wanted to hear what. Tell us again what you're serving. They're clicking on and asking about probably the 13th. The music series will begin after Valentine's Day, so stay tuned because we'll have 3 months booked out every weekend, and we'll be making those announcements as soon as we're just tightening that up. But again, for those who are going to be calling today, I'm sure these last minute, we all do that sometimes. We get busy and think, oh, it's Sunday afternoon. There's still some tables available. Again, if you will share with our listeners what's coming up in Anselmo, as well as another announcement you have.
Which announcement was that?
Outside.
Oh, yes, the outside. Sorry about that. we have built some interesting things at the ranch. One of them was a lot of tile setting that was going on for this pavilion that we put in. And one of the gentlemen that was out there doing it spoke beautiful Italian. His name is Daniele. And it just so happens that this gentleman also builds pizza ovens and had built many of them in Italy by hand. And we have now put one in on the outside deck, and it is phenomenal. 700 degrees instant heat, 90-second pies. It's purely in the test mode, and it is certainly not meant to be a pizzeria. If I see to-go boxes, we sledgehammer the oven. No, it's not. That is not what we're doing. But Reverge and I, we want to celebrate the art of this, and certainly breaking Italy down into five sections, you know, Palermo and on up, you know, to Perlo, where my family's from. And we want to celebrate those pizzas in their purest form. And so a lot of investigating is going on into exactly what they are. Again, you know, anybody can throw stuff on top of a pizza and call it a pizza. And so we know it's all in the dough and the crust, and we're really working with some interesting products, and I think we're going to have a real hit on Saturday nights. I'll probably run about 30 doughs, and when they're gone, they're gone.
Well, you know, having lived in Naples, Italy, for a year, well, in and out of Naples on different missions I was doing, I learned to really enjoy the Napoli pizza, yeah, which is a very thin thin pizza with, I mean, it tastes, if you haven't had a pizza, which was, I think, invented in the United States, in Italy, it's a completely different taste. So we're looking forward to all this. We got to take a break now. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Oh, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:53, January the 27th, 2011. We're quickly approaching the end of this month. And this is our last segment, too, for today. Our guest, Chef John Stadelli. His assistant, Michael, who's been with him since the opening of the restaurant, or pretty close to it. We got into a pretty contentious argument while over the break. So, who do you think? Packers?
I like the Packers.
Or the Steelers?
I like, you know, I can only say it for this one reason, because Barbara McClellan is going after the Steelers. I got to go for the Packers.
Oh, is that right?
I'll just leave it at that.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, we got a local, well, I guess I could call him a local guy.
Aaron
Rodgers. That's going to be playing quarterback. And I tell you what, he's a toughie. He got nailed a number of times during that game. He's had two concussions already this year, and they've had to give him a special helmet. But then the Steelers. I tell you what, when the Steelers are up on their game, I mean, that defense they have.
Running against the Steelers is a pretty tough day.
Yeah, you know, but it can be done.
Yeah.
But it's you know, you've got to be up on your game. So I think, you know what I really like about this, though, John? The Packers and the Steelers, they're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It just sounds good. You know what? It's back when I was, you know, Buffy's age there, you know, when those first when the first Super Bowls were. I think it's, what, 40, what is it, 45?
45. 45. Yeah.
So I was, what, 1 year old.
So, Puppy, do you engage in football? Do you like watching football, or what's your game?
I used to watch it a lot more, but now I spend a lot of time at the ranch.
Yeah, I was going to say,
isn't that exciting?
That's a Saturday and Sunday. That's full time for you guys.
I'm really happy. How many hours a week do you put in?
I was getting
way too many.
Way too many.
He's a miser,
for sure. I was getting around, like, averaging 55 a week. And then this year, though, we're trying to get everything nailed down, so.
I think he's honed his skills. You can see it.
It doesn't take you as long to do what you used to do.
Exactly.
Because you know what you're doing, right. Hey, John, you know, thanks a lot for coming aboard.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Today, you know, those recipes you gave are just, you know, we're, like I said, they're going up to the archives for all of our friends out there. And we might even have to mark this a special way so it shows, you know, Super Bowl food archives or just any time.
Hey, have some fun with that Hawaiian food. It feeds a lot of people for not a lot of money.
I like the idea. Now, when is Super Bowl again? Do you guys know?
February 6th.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Look at you.
So, boom, boom. Day after the
crab feed.
The day after crab feed, we can just lay there and you know, try to look over our stomachs at the Super Bowl and eat luau food.
Mm-hmm.
Again, John, thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing in Michael, because we've watched Michael grow now for a year and what he's doing. And we really appreciate the fact of the work that's been done out there.
At weddings? The, at the destination?
Yes.
New things on the horizon?
Pizza Central.
New buildings, new outbuildings. We'll make announcements about that later. A new music series coming up. Additions to the menu, special events, new wine that will be unveiled. March 10th. That's a Thursday night. So you want to get your reservations for that as well.
Please do. Please do. They go up quick.
Okay. Well, thanks. Our guest tomorrow is going to be Assemblyman Jim Nielsen is going to be in. We've got a couple other things that are happening in the morning also that we were going to be talking about. But Jim Nielsen, I'm glad we've got him on because with the proposed budget, and Jim is in the middle of that thicket up there to try and tell us what's going on. The governor wants to extend taxes and fees or whatever you want to call them. You know, the idea is for hopefully that Jim can tell us if it does, I mean, what's it going to do and how's it going to help? The other thing, too, is I want to talk to him about the veterans issues and $12 million being cut out of veterans programs right here in California, and yet nothing's being cut out of maybe other programs that are that seem to be touching on us for people that don't even belong here. When I say don't belong here, I mean in the strict sense of coming across the border illegally and just literally siphoning off resources. When are the people going to have enough?
And tonight on the spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m., we have tickets that we're going to be giving away for the Blues Summit this Saturday night, as well as we're going to hear from Jay, Karen, a full-on interview with Karen Lovely. Don't want to miss that. She is going to be performing in town, and again, we're giving tickets away from that, plus other goodies. And so you don't want to miss that tonight at 6 p.m. with On the Spot with Linda Bott.
Well, you know, we just had it in the chat room. Thanks to the chef for being on the show. Love hearing him speak about food.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you know, it's something when we have our experts on here that in any case, whether they're people that it's for the Second Amendment or whatever, you want to have the experts in here.
Our chat room wants you to run for governor, Carl.
go.
That's one guy. Well, good. If it was a one-person vote, I'd win.
You got two. Three.
Okay, maybe three. Okay, so, but thanks a lot there, Indy guy. Anyway, again, tomorrow, Jim Nielsen, want to have him on. We're going to be having Doug Lamoff on here soon. We've got, we want to just keep talking about things that mean so much to our state that sometimes get glossed over. Anyway, okay, well, thanks a lot for joining us today. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.